Prosperity is like a magnet. People have through the ages used magic to generate money by increasing and directing their own inner psychic powers in spells to draw what is needed in terms of money, property, opportunity, or success. Whether you need money to fix the car, for a holiday, to buy a new home, or to launch a business venture, the tried and tested money spells of our ancestors can be adopted easily for modern economic needs. Money spells work by sending out money-attracting energies from our own aura, our energy field, while at the same time they are drawing in from the cosmos natural abundance-giving powers. Magic is, of course, good psychology. It psychs you up. When you do a money spell, you go out there determined to win. And yet it is more than that. Somehow, when we do a spell, it changes the energies. And once you change the energies, even in a small way, then everything else follows. For example, I was recently talking to a very successful businessman who always keeps a citrine called the Merchant's Crystal, a sparkling yellow crystal, either in the till in his store or in his pocket. Recently, he hit a patch when people weren't coming into the store so much. So he had the very good idea of putting an extra citrine. And, by magic,